Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. A happy new year to you all. This is Adam Pinkney of the AP Course, bringing you our first episode of 2016. And we're definitely looking forward to it today. We have a lot to discuss. Obviously, there's been the new developments with the town election going on April 26th. And we kind of wanted to discuss that today and go over the different potential candidates running, or I should say incumbents running, and then other nominees that are trying to run as well. There's a lot of different seats that are open, which we will kind of go over in full. Hopefully we can kind of describe them all to you, as well as the people that are either the incumbent or the new challengers, if you will, for those positions. So hopefully it'll be a fun, entertaining show. As usual, Anthony is not on time because, you know, he just can't be on time for anything. So he commits to 6 o'clock 2 days ago, and then he's like, oh, you posted it today at 6? How about 6:05? I'm kidding. Anthony should be with us in just a moment. I'm sure he's just stuck in traffic. But, yeah, so like I was saying, we're definitely going to be going over the local election on the 26th. Some of the key things to remember about the election. Friday, March 4th is the last day to obtain nomination papers from the town's clerk office. Looks like they do an extended hours that day from 8 to 5. Tuesday, March 8th is the last day to submit the nomination papers. And also the office is open 8 to 5 as well. I believe Tuesday, the 22nd is the last day to file with the town clerk. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Sorry, I'm trying to read this and also pay attention to the computer. Hard to multitask and run a show all at the same time, folks, so apologize. Don't mean to have dead air there. Yeah, so Tuesday, March 22nd, last day to file nomination papers. Thursday, March 24th, last day to object to or withdraw nomination papers. So, for example, if I decided to go down to town hall, grab some nomination papers for selectmen, and then decided, you know, maybe this was a bad idea, I can withdraw them if I'd like. That being said, I don't plan on doing that. But I don't know, maybe somebody can coerce me into it one of these days. And I shouldn't say coerce, because definitely representing your town and being a leader within your town, I think, is definitely something people should really strive to be if they have that community sense about them. It's a shame, actually, that more people do not run for different town positions. And I get, you know, it is a little bit political in the sense that you can't just come right off the bat and just run for everything that you want. At the same time, I think that if you're someone who has great ideas, knows how to communicate effectively with your peers, and really can show what you bring to the table, I don't think there's any issue for you not to run. And plus, anybody is allowed to run. It doesn't necessarily mean that you just can't because you're not involved with a town committee or you're not involved in other activities that go on within the town. So I've really tried to hold off here for Anthony. I thought he'd be on, so I apologize, folks. Let me kind of get right into it. So right now, some of the bigger key aspects that are going on, the Board of Selectmen, there's three open positions. It's going to be three-year terms. And actually, Anthony's right on with me. So hold on. Let me click him over. Hello, Mr. Late. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm only 3 minutes late this time.
No, by the show, you are 4 minutes and 19 seconds late. So
that's what you're talking about.
You could hate me, too.
What's that?
I was going to say, FYI, my phone's at 14%. So from the middle of the point, I cut out. My apologies.
So when Anthony cuts out, just remember, he hates the show and he doesn't want to support it whatsoever.
Absolutely.
So I was kind of going over, obviously wishing everybody a happy new year and explaining this is our first show of the year. And I don't really want to repeat myself too much as to key dates coming up for the election. But I figure we can just go right into it from here, unless you have anything to add for the new year.
No, I'm good. Just a happy new year to everybody, and thanks to the listeners. And I'll tell you, this definitely got a lot bigger than I thought it would, which is good. I mean, it's definitely good. I enjoy it. So, all right. Anyway, yeah, let's get right into it. So what race do you want to talk about first? You want to go right into Town Clerk?
Yeah, I was started with the Board of Selectmen just because I'm looking at actually today's paper. Thank you, Daily Item, by the way. We're totally going to plug you today because I'm using your information that's on here. If you go on the first page and page 8, that's where it is. So if anything's inaccurate, yell at your Daily Item. But no, seriously, they do a good job. But yeah, so I was just going with Board of Selectmen just because they're the first listed. I know there's, and I just screwed this up beforehand, there are three-year terms. So that means there are three positions that are 3 years long. The incumbents to those positions are Tiz Dotto, Phyllis Hull, and Santos. Their challengers, if you will, that are looking to fill those seats as well is Peter May and Anthony Longo. So right now, of the incumbents that have pulled their papers to actually run, Phyllis Hull has done that, and Peter May, and Tony Longo, they've pulled their papers to run. I've not seen in the paper this week, and maybe I've just misplaced that, although I think they would update that today. I haven't seen Ann's or Tiz's nomination papers filled. That doesn't mean they're not going to run. It just means that they haven't had the time maybe to get down to town hall or whatnot.
Yeah, I was going to say, it may not mean much. I mean, I know people pull papers at different times. So I was going to say, I think we should just assume that they're running. And I'll tell you, I don't know Anthony Longo and Steve May. I mean, they could be in the same room with me. I would have no idea who they are. I haven't been as involved as much as I used to. But I will say, I'll say this. I think what's going to be interesting, if you do have five people running for three seats where three are incumbents, I think every election in general is a referendum on the incumbent. You know, the argument is why change? You know, if you like how everything's going, if you like how the town's going, why? You know, why bother changing? So I'm curious to see, and maybe we can get them on the show, see what Mr. Longo and Mr. May, bless you, are going to say, because I do think the town in general is going in the right direction, or do they have a unique perspective? I mean, it's kind of two ways. You either say, hey, we should change X, or you say, here's what I bring that's unique. Here's what I think sets me apart. You know, when I ran for school committee both times, I was relatively young, so I got to say, vote for me over the incumbents because I will bring the voice of a recent graduate. So I think that Rob Tiro kind of had the same effect where he said, I'll bring the voice of a recent high school graduate and I'll have the, I'll bring the voice of somebody who went to private school, and voters picked, him. I can't remember who won last time, over Janine Cook. So the question becomes, are they going to be able to make an argument against Tiz and Ann and Phyllis? And the most unique one is Phyllis. I think Phyllis, has a clear message. She says, I represent taxpayers. I'm very conservative. I'm for a low budget. And in return, what I want to do is, I want to represent that constituency. So I'm curious how, versus, Ann and Tiz, who I think, I don't want to speak for them, but I think they're in general more liberal in their approach, more willing to invest. So I'm just curious where both of them are going to come from. Are they going to say, we're different from Phyllis, or are we different from Tiz and Ann, and how so? Which is interesting. I mean, this is what democracy is all about. This is why people run. So it is going to be definitely interesting. And I think it's definitely, this is why I always think we should go to a mayoral form of government, because I think it makes it tougher for the town administrator, who now may have two brand new voices on a 7 board that may move the town in a different direction, which I assume, again, I'm making a lot of assumptions here, but again, assuming that Tiz and Ann Well, I mean, even if they're not running, I got to assume two people pulled papers on the idea that they could do something different, or bring something different. So it's interesting. It's definitely healthy democracy, and it's definitely something interesting to watch. I'm curious. I most likely, Anne was a professor of mine. She's a good friend. I'd be supporting her wholeheartedly. Same with Tiz. Phyllis, I'm torn on. I always like where she's coming from. I love her honesty, but for me, the biggest issue coming up is the high school, and will you support an override for it? And, I just don't see Phyllis coming out in support of an override. I wonder if one of these two people will. And if they do come on the show, they better expect the question, will you support an override or a debt exclusion for the high school? And I hope they don't give, I hate the cheeky answer, where they say, well, I need to see the budget first. That's a cop-out. You know, it's a $40 million project. There's nothing you're going to find in the budget that you can cut to get it done. So you're either in or you're out. So at least one thing I always respect about Phyllis is at least she's willing to say, no, I'm not going to support it. But I hate when people play both sides. So everybody knows where I stand. I'm totally in. I think it's about time. Hell, I go a little bit further. I say we do an override for the Greenwood School and the high school and get them both done. So that's my rant on the selectmen campaign. Sorry for taking up 5 whole minutes.
No, it's fine. Now we know why you won't get voted in for selectmen due to your thoughts in just those 5 minutes. But all kidding aside, I totally agree with you. In regards to what you're saying, overall for the selectmen and just being, aware of what, is coming down the pike for definitely major issues with the town and seeing how they're going to play and work in with that. What I kind of wanted to get into a little more, because there's a couple other positions that are contested, but I wanted to talk about the town clerk position, as right now Betsy Sheeran, current selectwoman who is looking to move over to that position. She's the only one that's pulled nomination papers. I love Betsy. She's a great person. She's always very nice to talk to, very pleasant, and she's funny as hell. So she's just a really nice person. I think she gets it overall in regards to the town. Best of wishes to her and good luck to her. I will say, I most likely would support her regardless if someone else ran, but I am surprised for that position that no one else at this point has decided to, and maybe she's just smart about it that she kind of made it a little bit out there that she was going to run, so that may have cleared the field for her, but I'm still surprised that there's not one other person that's decided to pull nomination papers to, get started on a campaign, just because I think if you wanted to beat Betsy where she is so well known that you would have to do it earlier rather than wait another month, per se.
No, I agree. I mean, is Betsy, and God, I should know, is she the chair of the board or the vice chair of the board? Do you know?
She's the vice now. I believe Anne is actually the chair at the moment.
Well, what's going to be totally interesting, then? And actually, this is another question. I know you're going to a clerk race, but I want to, because this just hit me. That, and I don't know if there's an inner political battle with the selectmen. I assume they all get along. They seem to get along, at least when I talk to them, when there's no vice chair, it makes the chairman vote so much more challenging, because usually you just have, whoever's vice chair becomes chair, and you really have the battles more along the lines of who's going to be vice chair. And I use the term battle very, very loosely, because it's not really like this heated, chairmanship battle. But without Betsy, it's going to be interesting because let's assume just for argument's sake that Tiz and Ann get reelected and so does Phyllis, who would be the chairman? I'm curious, I'll plug our good friend Paul Panacco. I think, it would be interesting because if he's, that's a question to ask, who will you vote for chair? Because assuming Betsy gets elected, you're going to have to, the person who gets to set the agenda is going to be the next chair of the selectmen. I could just see, I think Paul, so let's see, I'm just going through my head of people, again, assuming everybody gets reelected, and again, this isn't a shot at Mayor Longo, I'm just doing this for assumption's sake, let's assume everybody gets elected, he would be the only one who hasn't been chair yet. Phyllis, too. So him and Phyllis. So, you know, and again, because we have the high school thing on the line, and I know, I assume Paul's pro override. I would be very shocked if he wasn't. You know, I think, you know, it'd probably be Paul's turn then for him to be chair. So that would be interesting. So anyway, okay, back to the clerk's race. It just hit me that the vice chair wouldn't be there. So who's going to be chair? Who's going to do it? I don't even know if Paul wants it, by the way. Paul, for all I know, could be listening and saying, what are you talking about? I would hate to be chairman. I might be putting it, but I'm just assuming here who hasn't been it, because I assume if you haven't been it, you want to be it. So I'm making a lot of assumptions. Now, so town clerk race, my own analysis is, you know, there was so much drama and so much controversy with Mary Kay leaving, you know, and I'm not going to get into it. I thought it was, you know, just a crazy, crazy scenario. Mary Kay has been very, very good to me, you know, politically. Any data I've ever needed back to that office was great. I mean, I even tell people that when I needed my marriage certificate, that office stayed late as I was driving home from Needham, you know, and got stuck in traffic. So I hold that office in very high regard. I'm going to assume here Betsy is probably the best candidate because she probably can get along with both factions. I know her and Steve are very close. I even know during the whole situation she spoke highly of Mary Kay and the item. So I think she's a great candidate to get in there and kind of, you know, bridge whatever divide was going on and kind of, you know, make that office, you know, just make that office work. I do think, you know, the challenge for that office is bringing it, you know, up to speed in, and this is probably every town clerk's office. This isn't a, I'm not picking on Wakefield, but, you know, so many things are becoming data-driven, becoming secure, getting everything online, being able to do everything online. You know, that's probably the challenge for the next clerk in the long run. But I think in the short term, it's, you know, we haven't had it. We've had a temporary town clerk for quite a while now. You know, which is probably actually another question is if anybody is going to run, it would probably be Rose just because she's temporary clerk. I don't know. Again, a lot of assumptions here. I would assume if she'd want to be clerk, but she may not even want it. And again, I think Betsy's the much, you know, I love Rose too. She's great. I assume her and Betsy have talked about it. I'd be surprised if they haven't. But I think Betsy, you know, comes in and is able to really get everybody, you know, on board on whatever the agenda is. So, mm-hmm. And again, that's it's an interesting role only in the sense that it's, you know, you're the record keeper for the town. So it's, you know, as everything's becoming digitized, you know, in the long view, you're probably going to take that, you know, and be, you know, and be the person who takes care of that. And that's probably not going to be an easy job. So good luck to Betsy, but I'm surprised nobody else is running. But I think, you know, with all the drama and all the craziness that happened, it's, you know, I think Betsy's probably a good choice for the town. I'd be surprised if anything came up that would shock me. And, you know, she's been around for so long. She's worked with so many groups. I don't know. I can't imagine somebody not, you know, being opposed to her candidacy. I'd be curious what the grounds would be, even to oppose.
Well, I don't think anybody would be necessarily opposed to her candidacy. I'm just surprised that there's not, considering it's one of the few, I don't think any of the other positions are paid positions. I think town clerk is the only paid position that's on here. I could be wrong. I could be mistaken. I don't want to say that for sure, but I know that I'm pretty confident that's the only one that, you know, you actually get a paycheck for doing what you do and you have to run for it. So that's why I'm just surprised that no one else has pulled papers right off the bat, knowing that Betsy is doing it. And if Betsy ever does listen to this and she's like, oh, well, those jerks, you know, totally want somebody else to run against me. That's not the case.
It wouldn't make for better radio, right?
That's not what we're arguing so much. We're just more, which kind of gets into the second part of the election, we're just more surprised that why residents don't run for office, or more often, I should say. I mean, it's good and bad. Well, it's good that there are challengers to the selectmen. that they're out there, and I apologize, Anthony just dropped out, so he may be back on in a moment. Yeah, as I was trying to say, why there aren't other residents that don't run for office as frequently or at all, and it's kind of a shame that more people don't get involved in that. I as I started off the show, it's it's definitely something that more people should really look at and consider, especially on the local election side. You know, being a part of the community is always great to have involvement and have newer and different ideas. But also be able to work, again, with peers and the establishment to be able to understand where they're coming from and what needs to happen to make good ideas come to fruition. So it's definitely something to, look forward to in the next couple of years. Maybe that's something that changes in Wakefield as Wakefield grows and continues to develop. The other thing that I was going to bring up with Anthony was the actual election itself. As some of you may be aware, usually these elections, they're not a high turnout. Most of the local elections, usually on average, I want to say in Wakefield, the most that I've seen in the last couple of years, just from being involved politically or paying attention to the races, I think it's about 3,600. And that's might even be high on my end. I feel like that is high, to be honest. It might even be lower than that, but let's just round up to 4,000. That's about what the individuals running for selectman, town clerk, planning board, what have you, that's what they have to work with, essentially. Most of the time, in the elections, unless this election were to shift into November during the presidential election, where there's a much higher turnout, there's not going to be that many people coming out to, vote on April to, voice their opinion in that regard. And again, it's a shame. If you have the right to vote and you're capable to vote, I think involvement is definitely key. And it definitely helps your community, helps strengthen it, and it helps get a better understanding as to what people really reside on, what they stand for. What'll be interesting is to see if that number goes up or if it's going to stay around the same or if it's even going to be lower. Times these elections, they do have surprising races. And also, if you have things that are challenged, it brings out more people to vote. As Anthony was saying, I'm not familiar with Anthony Longo or Peter May. They may have different family and friends that live in the area that don't typically come out to vote, but they're going to vote this time around because they are in the election. So maybe that just kind of spruces up. Then again, maybe because, Ann's running and people love Ann, or because Phyllis is running, people love Phyllis, or even Tiz, if everybody loves Tiz, maybe those people only come out for them when they're available for election seats. So it's definitely an interesting concept, and it'll be interesting to see how the candidates that are running try to get out the vote, if you will, because right now they have roughly 4 months, a little under 4 months now till the election, and definitely reaching out to voters is the best thing you can do. Whether that's doing door-to-door knocking or sending in as many flyers or mailers, I should say, or making sure that you're writing into the paper so you have a constant voice, just basically marketing yourself and letting people know what you stand for and being out there. It's something that is very important to be able to establish that with the residents that are in the area that can vote and making sure that they understand what's going to be going on the 26th and why it's important to vote for them. That's really what it comes down to. So, again, it'll be very interesting to see what that number is. I'm not too sure if it's going to be higher. I kind of doubt it, and I don't mean to be pessimist about it. It's just something that doesn't tend to happen. So, looks like we got Anthony back on. Hold on with me here.
Hey back, sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I assumed either you dropped out or your phone died.
I actually just plugged it back in and then was waiting for it to turn on. So,
yeah,
so my apologies.
What I was
but,
talking, No, it's fine. What I was talking about for the last 5 minutes was just about the actual election itself and the basically the voter activity, if you will. Most of these general local elections, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I feel like in the past, I don't know, five, maybe going back even 10 years for local elections, I feel like the highest, like, for a local election is about 3,600 to 4,000 people come out for these. Is that, and maybe I'm just...
Yeah, I was going to say, I think
even
high. High. I think, yeah, I was
yeah,
gonna,
that's,
remember.
That's kind of how
had...
I feel, but I don't want to say that, like, nobody votes either and just say, like, oh, it's only, like, 1,500 people, but I feel like that number might be more accurate.
No, I mean, I think, unfortunately, you're right. I mean, Rob Kiro, I mean, I'm just picking on him. You know, he got on the school committee with 800 votes, you know, or 900 votes. I had to, you know, it took me 2,400 votes. And, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, and that was, I mean, I know that was topping the ticket, but clearly there is some voter apathy. I mean, that's why, you know, the Brightview thing, and that's why I was so adamantly against the revote, because that vote was so high comparatively, you know, not overall, but
mm-hmm.
compared
mm-hmm.
to other local elections, so many people came out, and the question becomes, what, you know, how do we keep that going? Because we may
well,
even,
I think,
you know, you're going to have a, yeah.
Well, what I was saying is I think a lot of it really plays into how these candidates market themselves and how they, you know, want to represent themselves with different issues that have gone on in the town and if they can make those into an issue that's worth voting for. For example, I don't know what Tony Longo or Peter May stand for per se. I kind of have a better sense of what the selectmen stand for or the incumbents that are up. But if there's something that they can come up with in regards to if they didn't like how Brightview was handled, that they should have listened to the people that, you know, voted against it more so, or it just, and I'm just picking on Brightview because that was just something that was recently voted on. but it, something to that extent, or maybe they're against the new parking ban and they feel the selectmen dropped the ball in that regard by issuing the rule that they have now or what have you. You know, maybe they can just really play up that to drive out people to vote, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and they'll lose if they don't, you know, if they don't say why they're different and why people need to vote for them. Because right now, again, mm-hmm. you don't vote for change unless there's a reason. Because nobody's going to go out and vote the incumbents out and vote against the town's current agenda unless they're motivated. And if it's not an agenda, it has to be something unique in your background that you say, I really want that in charge. Again, I don't know these guys' backgrounds. One might come in and say, listen, I'm a brilliant engineer. I can figure out how to put up a high school at the least amount of cost. This isn't against Ann and Tiz. I'm just a better candidate because of that, and they may come out. So that's, mm-hmm. you know, again, if it's not personality, then you got to have an issue, and I don't know what that issue is going to be.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. So it'll definitely be interesting to see what the actual number is. Maybe we are kind of getting short on time. Maybe next episode or in the near future we can put a number on it. Maybe actually if we can get Steve Mayo on soon, we can have a kind of fun wager with him, if you will, as to what
yeah,
the number
maybe
might be.
You know, I think the next step, I mean, if you want, maybe we can send Facebook messages to Betsy Longo and May and see if they want to come on. I mean, I know we can call Betsy as well. Betsy, I don't think it would be as entertaining as Longo and May, only because there's, you know, I mean, the conversation with Betsy might be more along the lines of, hey, what are you, you know, what's going on with town? I just don't think there's a lot of excitement in the clerk's office discussion, no offense. But I wonder,
yeah.
You know, I'd love to get Longo or May on, and or maybe Santos, Chiz, or Phyllis.
Yeah,
the other part of it is,
you only have 15 seconds, okay. Go.
Yeah, or we get Paul on and talk to him about, you know, whether he wants to be chair.
Yeah, that's something we could definitely look at and maybe move forward from there. But got to wrap it up. Thank you for listening, as always. You can always find us on Facebook at the AP course, or you can find us on Twitter at the AP _ course, or obviously our webpage, blogtalkradio.com/AP_course. Thank you for listening again. Happy New Year to everybody who's coming back on. Thank you for supporting us and listening. Take care. Cheers. Bye.